Welcome once again, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and we're going to begin today's show with one of my favorite albums of all times, that is Cannonball Adderley and Nancy Wilson. We'll hear a couple tracks from that, beginning with The Old Country.
Hey, you old man sitting by the lonesome road, it's about time you're quitting life's so tiresome load. You're so sad and lonely, got no family, just an old man from some old country. You ain't sad, no chillin', ain't none by your side. You left all your women, ain't you satisfied? Don't just sit there clingin' to a memory of a love left in some old country. We'll be right back.
Ah, yes, some great alto saxophone work by Christopher Holliday on that last track. The album Telepathy, recorded in 2018. We heard Everything Happens to Me, and that's a great group. Christopher Holliday on alto sax, Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, Rob Thorson on bass, and Tyler Krutel on drums. Kind of the heart of the jazz scene here in San Diego, California. Before that, we heard from one of the great alto players of all time, paired with a wonderful singer. I'm speaking of Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley, an album of the same name. We heard two tracks, beginning the show with The Old Country and following that up with Teaneck, reminiscent of the town near where I grew up in Bergen County, New Jersey. That great album was recorded back in 1961 and has the lineup of Nancy Wilson on vocals, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Lewis Hayes on drums, Sam Jones on double bass, and Joe Zawinul on piano. We're going to continue on with another iconic alto saxophone player in Jackie McLean, beginning with Jackie's Ghost.
Thank you.
From the great Jackie McLean. The last piece you heard, Appointment in Ghana, from the album Jackie's Bag, featuring Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Tina Brooks on tenor, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And we started that set off with Jackie's Ghost from the album Making the Changes. That album released in 1960, Jackie McLean on alto, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Webster Young on trumpet, Gil Coggins on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. All right, we're going to switch things up here with a beautiful ballad by McCoy Tyner with a large ensemble, name of the album, 13th House. We're going to hear Search for Peace. Thank you. Ah, yes, a great set of music featuring some of the greatest in jazz music. We began that set with McCoy Tyner and a large ensemble. 13th House is the name of that album. And we heard a McCoy Tyner original, Search for Peace, a beautiful ballad. After that, we went into the John Coltrane Quartet, Afro Blue, with the great John Coltrane Quartet of Train on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And we finished that set with Alice Coltrane from the album Journey in Satchidananda. We heard the title track from that. Alice Coltrane on harp, Pharoah Sanders on soprano saxophone, Cecil McBee on bass, Rashid Ali on drums. We're going to finish out today's show with some modern harp playing from Brandy Younger and her partner in crime, Desron Douglas, on bass. Their album is Force Majeure, an album of duets recorded during the pandemic. We're going to hear This Woman's Work, and that'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster, and this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a weekly podcast.
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.